Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of experiencing your amazing, perfect love light, Lord, Father, and obedience and the leading of you, Jesus, and through the power of the Holy Spirit to turn every demonic activity, every lack into answers because of you being a Holy Spirit separated unto everything that is in the Father and in the Son relative to the kingdom for us. So we praise you for another beautiful day of resurrection life in the family in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 27 from 45 to 50. For 3 hours, beginning at noon, a sudden and unexpected darkness came over the earth. And at 3 o'clock, Jesus shouted with a mighty voice in Aramaic, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you deserted me?" Some who were standing near the cross misunderstood and said he's calling Elijah. One bystander ran and got a sponge, soaked it with sour wine, and then put it on a stick and held it up for Jesus to drink. But the rest said, "Leave him alone and let's see if Elijah comes to rescue him." Jesus passionately cried out, took his last breath, and gave up his spirit.
Sure. So here you've just got just a number of sentences. It's just not too many sentences. And what transpired from when Jesus said, my God, why did you forsake me? To then give up his last breath. And in some of the other Gospels, you see there's much more happening from him where he says, my God, why did you forsake me? That's quoting Psalm 22 right at the beginning. And then coming to the end where, and then there's just other words are being said there, like in John 19, where he quotes, "It is finished." And then he gives up his breath. And that Those words started Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why did you forsake me? So you can know when Jesus said that, then everything else in that psalm was happening. It was what he was going through that was written down, that predestined, that God the Father knew everything that was going to happen, what's going to transpire, right up to the point where he said it is finished and he gave up his breath. And so it's a powerful psalm to see that as Jesus was on that cross and all these horrible things were happening, it's also in the psalm and that they surround him, they had beaten him that he could see his bones, they divided his garments, and then they threw lots for the nice piece of cloak. But more than that, Jesus remembers his whole faith in the whole scenario is playing out. He's having a flashback, like when we go through a dangerous, that near-death experience, and you just flash back and you think of everything. So it's amazing how in a short space of time you can take in so many things can go through you. And there we see Jesus's flashback was the faith of the fathers that trusted, and how God had helped them, and how he has been cast upon the Father from the womb. And there, I mean, it's not just him having to do things to overcome there. Right in the beginning, I mean, from the womb, his parents, Joseph and his mother Mary, they had helped and taken him away from Herod and them wanting to, when they killed the children and they escaped. So he has a flashback on the goodness of God that has been there for him all his life. And so it goes back for all that he has experienced for all. And then he also then goes into the most important part, or not that everything is important, but the important part of the psalm from verse 21, "You have answered me." And then he remembers where he's going to. For the good set before him, he endured the cross. So it's a wonderful picture of the faith and understanding of Jesus, of the goodness of God is greater than the powers of darkness, and the goodness of God is available, and it's going to happen. Evil is going to be dealt with. mankind, those that believe in him and receive him as Lord, is going to be saved. He's going to be the King of Kings and bringing about the new creations. The creation is waiting for the sons of God. So the wonderful big picture is happening there. It's so much so that Jesus knows the love of the Father, the power of the Holy Spirit to turn darkness into light and turn things from death to resurrection life is a reality that he could say it's finished. And that was before. He's still going to be revived on the second day, I'll revive you, wife, because it was for all of us. And then he's going to be raised up. Then he's going to receive all authority. The devil is going to be kicked out. And the kingdom of God is going to be made available on earth. The disciples are going to experience him. Lo, I'll be with you till the end of the age. And many are still going to be born again, including us. We got born again and entered into our destiny and into our purpose of looking to God and fulfilling a purpose here, extending the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, right up to the end where the devil and his works are taken off this earth. Everything is done. So Jesus' confidence in the word of God, in his walk, he has experienced the love of God and knowing it's a done deal. So he calls those things that are not as though they are, because they are what is written. Nothing can stop what is written. And therefore he could say it's finished even before, and knowing there's still important things to be done. Still going to go to set captivity, those sitting in captivity and waiting. All the people in Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, they were waiting for him. He had to go and liberate them and take them into heaven itself. So much had to still happen. But guys, let this be the encouragement. We have got a God that is faithful, and he promised to start a work and complete it, never leave us or forsake us. And he has promised that the evil is going to be taken off this earth. I think of Psalm 37, over 8 times. The wicked is going to be removed, and then also the righteous is going to rule. So arise and shine and take it on a daily basis. Get refreshed, keep confidence, look to the Lord, call on the Lord, and experience his resurrection life, whether you're awake or you're asleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.